come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man, to Blue Collar Chefs, live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center. I'll tell you what's neat. Now, the engineer and our producer, our guest producer of the day, were running around in these really cool sunglasses. I said, where did you get those? They got the big, you know, they got the big glasses and the really cool modern look rims and everything.
Yeah.
And I said, where'd you get those? And they said, well, they're Big Green Egg sunglasses.
That's right.
And they're,
look at this display right here.
Yeah.
Only $3.95, by the way, for the coolest tip of sunglasses.
So they had the sunglasses, and then they had these. They got these glasses.
By the way, they look like
you
big green egg colored Ray-Bans.
Yeah,
that's sort of like that classic look. So,
and at $3.95, they're a steal. And then they got these glasses, and they put liquid in and changed colors.
Oh, really? So cool.
Oh,
very
awesome. I mean, you cannot
they
believe
they keep coming out with more and more and more cool stuff.
You come to this Big Green Egg Retail Center, and it will absolutely blow your mind. All the gadgets, shirts. Chef Eric, we have all the latest shirts and apparel.
Yep.
In fact, I see one back there. I wonder if they have the Keep Calm and Egg On in the light green in a manly man size, 2X. You think you do? Luce would answer a little more succinctly, but he's got his mouth full of your...
The sandwich?
Yeah, and he's going thumbs up while he's fanning himself.
It's... So,
he must have got the... You must have got the part that didn't get seated. Anyway, Chef Eric, what's up now?
All right, so we're going to do a maple bacon crunch.
Oh, man.
So what I'm doing is I've taken, you know, the Pillsbury croissant dough?
Me, Pillsbury, yeah. Come on,
okay.
Of course.
So I unrolled that, sort of meshed all the little segments together so it's one contiguous sheet. And I've got it in a 10 by 15 cookie sheet, you know, foil cookie sheet with parchment paper underneath it. I'll say this, it's probably 9 by 14 is the probably final dimension of how far I was able to spread out the dough, which is totally
fine. Just use all of it in one container and you're good.
Yeah, right. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little bit of maple syrup, and the proportion here is about a quarter cup, and I'm going to spread this around.
Is that called smearing?
Yeah, sure, why not? We'll call it smearing.
Well, you're being generous today.
Now, by the way, once you roll this out, the other thing you need to do is poke holes in the croissant dough because we don't want it to raise up really too high, actually. Let's see. Now, once we've got that drizzled on the first quarter cup, we're going to take brown sugar. There did I put it? Right there. And we're going to take about a quarter cup of brown sugar as well. And we're going to sprinkle that on top of this.
Oh, man. That's...
Wait for that.
Yeah. So...
You know, someone sent me a recipe how to make your own pancake syrup from scratch without... And it'll taste... They say it'll taste as good as maple syrup.
Really?
Yeah, so I'll get the recipe and ship it to you once I see it. I just got it in my caption, so
I don't know.
I haven't opened it up.
I don't know anything as good as real.
Well, have you ever had that recipe that I got on the making your own soy sauce without really using soy sauce?
No.
And it tastes, and it's much more healthy for you.
Huh? Well, then that might be something I would be interested in.
Well, you would be.
Okay.
I wouldn't even look at it, but then I tried it and it was good.
And this is definitely not in the healthy category what we're doing right now, but that's okay. Okay, so now I've got the croissant dough pricked with the end of a fork all over the place. Maple syrup, quarter cup.
Oh, man.
Brown sugar, quarter cup.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know if you remember earlier, I rendered out and made a bunch of bacon. So what we're going to do is we're just going to start tearing the bacon up.
Now, you want this definitely coarse.
You want this coarse, yeah. This is just torn. You don't want it too prissy.
Of course.
Now, by the way...
Yes?
lest you think that this is all the bacon I'm going to use. This is about a half pound.
Just listen to the ingredients. I can hear people's arteries hardening as they hear this.
Here's another
half
pound of bacon. So we're putting about one full pound of bacon on here. And this is, you don't, if possible, if you notice here, the bacon is almost all the way cooked, but not fully cooked. And the reason for that is very simple. I don't want it to be, because it's going to cook a little bit more, and I don't want it to just terribly dry out.
Have you tried making bacon in the egg yet?
Yeah, I've made bacon lots of times.
I love it. I mean, it's worth the wait. It's about, what do you cook yours at? I hear everything from 354, and I put mine at 350, about 30 minutes, and I don't even have to turn it.
Yeah, I mean, that's 350 is about right. I mean, I've also actually made bacon on the egg that I've brined and smoked. And
how many weeks you wait for a... I can go into...
It's about 10, 11 days.
Yeah.
You can do a quick brine on it. But anyway, all right, so now I've got the torn bacon on top of that. Now we go back in, and we're going to cover another quarter cup of maple syrup on it.
That's just evil incarnate. That's got to have pictures.
Okay, so that goes back on there.
My friends, I wish this was television every once in a while. If you could have seen the smile on Chef Eric's face as he's trying to say a quarter cup of maple syrup, I think he's a little heavy on the cup.
You think?
Yeah.
This is a 16 ounce, or an 8 ounce rather, thing of maple syrup. I've used half of it, 4 ounces. It's half a cup. So I think I'm exactly on. Thank you very much.
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't want him being my bartender.
You may not want me working for you as your bartender.
Yeah.
But you want me as a bartender, trust me. All right, now we're going to come back with about a half a cup of more brown sugar.
Oh, my God. Even this is even decadent by my standards.
I know, right? This is just awful. I'm sorry to do this to you guys, but I just feel like
No, you're loving it because the smile, your lips are down to your chin. That means you are happier as you can be when you're this evil.
Well, there's nothing better than maple bacon except for maple bacon that has brown sugar on it. And more maple. And then you add to that sticking on a bed of a croissant. Yeah, the croissant on the bottom, because we've poked it, it's not going to fluff up. It's just going to sort of act as the base of our little crumble. So we're going to stick this in the egg, and we're going to put it in for about 25 minutes until it's all nice and bubbling on a lower temperature, about 325. So you want the egg on about 350 indirect, which will give you about 325 at the core. So if you have a moment, I will go take this out and start the process.
Yes, I do. And you know, while Chef Eric is running this out to the Big Green Egg, it's a reminder that the Big Green Egg is so much more than just a grill. And Chef Eric is showing off his culinary skills on there today. But I might remind you that a little food histoire as Chef Eric is running around. It is, let me put my glasses on here, 1792 on this date, John Montague, who was the fourth Earl of Sandwich, died on this date in 1792. Now, what significance did the Earl of Sandwich have? Well, I'm about to tell you. Captain Cook named the Sandwich Islands after him, and they are now known today as they're not the Sandwich Islands anymore. They are Hawaii. And he is supposed to have invented a sandwich as a quick meal so as not to interrupt his gambling sessions. So he created this quick meal on bread, and they called it the sandwich. How about that? So gambling, if it had been... Chef Eric, you'll love this story. John Montague, the fourth Earl of Sandwich, and he died on this date. Captain Cook named the Sandwich Islands after him, which are now known as Hawaii. And he is supposed to have invented the sandwich as a quick meal so as not to interrupt his gambling sessions.
So, yes, yeah. I actually heard of that.
Yeah, he took a bunch of meats, threw them on bread. They said, just feed me while I'm gambling. So So if it weren't for John Montague, the fourth Earl of Sandwich, we may never have had what we have today, thanks to gambling.
Well, but prior to that, the sandwich really took the form of a patty in a like a pastry shell or a bread shell.
Exactly.
And it's in everywhere from Jamaica to Argentina to France.
Oh, here we go.
England.
I knew you would somehow throw Argentina in there.
Empanadas, absolutely.
Empanadas.
But that's what they were for. They were so that the factory workers could go and have the meal and just use a napkin in one hand.
When we come back with one hand and a single tongue, we will bring you more food, fun, and celebration of good life right here at Chef and the Fat Man, live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center.